All right, I am really proud to be a girl. I got to tell you that. I like saying girl because woman makes me sound too old.
Oh, you think it does?
Well, I don't know. I like girl, but there is a women's march that's going on. It's happening on Saturday, and we have a couple of board members for the Women's March Chicago, and we have Emily Crame in the studio and Carrie Kiley. Ladies, girls, what do you want me to call you? Women, girls, broads?
Whatever you want. Yeah.
We asked you off the air. You guys kind of helped get the first women's march off the ground last year, right?
Correct.
Right.
How does this even begin?
Anger,
yeah,
frustration, and just, you know, optimism.
Maybe some non-belief tossed in just for fun.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was kind of for many of us, for a lot of people, it was a shock. The news that Donald Trump was the president was a shock, wasn't
right.
it?
Yeah, it was. This is how we sleep at night. I mean, right now we're not really sleeping much at night as we're leading up to the march. But you know, the rest of the year, this work is what keeps us motivated and gives us hope that things will improve.
And what do you hope to achieve here? I mean, I know it's women matter. Women should get paid the same. A lot of women do not support Donald Trump, but there are women that do. What do you say to those women? Come?
No. We want everyone to come. What we're doing is providing a platform for people to come and express what they're looking for to change in their life. So how can we improve that? And I think no matter what your political angle, that if you come, you're going to find someone who has a similar belief to you, and there's a cause that you will believe in. So it doesn't matter what your political party. So for us, what we're trying to do is inspire women to become informed voters and to get engaged and involved in the political process.
I'm not a politico. I don't like paying attention to politics. And I believe a lot of other women and men didn't pay that much attention to politics, but now we almost have to.
Yeah, it's definitely invaded our daily lives. Yeah. You can't get away from it.
Good or bad.
Exactly. And that's, I think, the biggest thing for people to remember is that politics affects your life. And we always think of, you know, presidential election, that's the big thing. But if you go local, your local elections is what's going to affect your day-to-day life. So being more involved at that local level, so voting for your local judges, the state judges, your council people, your aldermen in the city, that's where you're going to see the biggest effect on your daily life.
Has this year played out the way you thought it did? Has it been better or not as good as you anticipated a year ago?
So the pessimist in me thought that it was just going to be a meteor. So it's been a little bit better than I expected. Still not great, obviously. But I'm seeing a lot of great stuff coming out of just the movements that we've seen.
Give me an example or two. What are some of the great things you've seen?
We've had a ton of wins. I think we had a win with healthcare. That's where you saw people really mobilize. That charge was led by women, and in particular, our disabled communities.
Yeah.
We have had some of the immigration orders have been blocked and overturned. We're seeing people coming out in the streets and getting more involved. And we're seeing, I think, most importantly, just so many women entering the political process, running for local offices, national offices. And that's probably going to be the biggest impact that we're going to see. The number of women flooding the political landscape right now is going to be something that we're going to see the dividends on for many, many, many years to come.
Would you throw the defeat of Roy Moore in there too? I think that's a huge positive.
That was huge. And I think one of the things that came out of that was just the country sort of banding together and helping to support Doug Jones in that race was major. I think we saw people really helping each other out. And I think we saw some unity on the left that is definitely much needed.
Yeah.
It's a women's march. It doesn't mean men can't go, and a feminist doesn't mean people who hate men.
Correct.
That needs to get out there. Some people truly believe that. If you're a feminist, then you hate men. That is so not true.
Yeah, it's been some negative branding, unfortunately. And really, a feminist is really anyone who believes that women's rights are the same as men's rights. And it's not that we're taking anything away from any community. It's just what we're looking to is raise women up to the same level as what men have had for centuries.
So how did that train get off the track a little bit? Because I'm the biggest believer of equality, but so many people, if you talk about feminism, they go, oh, it just means that women want to think that they're better than men. But that is the exact opposite of
what
it means.
Well, we are, but
right. That's a given.
He's outnumbered here.
Yeah. But so how did that get so misunderstood, do you think?
Gosh, that's a good question. And, you know, people, they get degrees in this kind of stuff, right? Like, they spend years and years studying this kind of stuff at universities. So it's hard to boil it down to a quick answer. But, you know, I think that a lot of that has to do with misogyny coming from other women. And, you know, I think part of that is that I think when we empower all women, all women win, right? Mm-hmm. So when we empower women, families win. When we empower women, workplaces win. The economy wins. And so, I think a lot of times women who are not about that empowerment that we're fighting for are probably women who have been oppressed,
right?
And who need to be lifted up more than anyone.
Yeah,
I think this year is going to matter. Last year was, you know, the debut of the Women's March, but this year with the whole Me Too campaign going on, I think this is a huge year to participate and definitely support the Women's March. It's Women's March on Chicago WMC. These are going on in other cities as well. Correct?
That's right. Yep. Across globally.
Yeah, so. We've got, I think, around... there's over 350.
Over 300.
Wow. Oh, that's tremendous. Yeah.
I can't believe it's been a year already.
Yeah.
Wasn't it warm last year?
It was warm. It was in the 60s last year, so in perfectly sunny skies. So we're about 20 degrees lower than that this year, but compared to what we've had, it's feeling like a heat wave. So
we'll take
I've been walking around today, so I'm just... telling everyone, come on out, it's going to be beautiful.
A year ago, this all had to come together pretty quickly. You've had a little more time this year around, so how have you used that time to your advantage?
So we learned a lot of lessons last year, right? Just even from just the logistics standpoint, a lot of the stuff is kind of a carryover from last year. So in the last year or so, we've really been working to build relationships with organizing partners and build a really broad coalition of local organizations to help us with our programming and to help us create this movement that we're going to carry through to the elections. So we're going to have the midterm elections coming up here in March. So we'll have the other elections in November. And so we're working with a large group of people to just mobilize people around the Chicagoland area in the state of Illinois to get people out to the polls. So we've had an opportunity to spend a lot more time focusing on that relationship building and being more strategic.
This is Saturday. What do we need to know? If someone's listening right now and they want to participate or contribute in other ways, what do we need to know for Saturday?
So the biggest thing is if you're coming, we've got entry at Congress in Columbus. If you have an accessibility issue, you're a person with disabilities, or you have a family, we have a family entrance at Columbus and Monroe. So you can come there and we'll get you into the appropriate location. We have music and video entertainment starting at 9. We've got our speaker lineup is starting at 11, and the march is scheduled to step off around 12:30 tomorrow. So the biggest thing is come with a positive attitude. If you're bringing signs, please don't bring any wooden sticks just for safety reasons, and come with a great attitude and ready to enjoy.
Should you stay away from swear words on your signs?
So like I said before, we're giving people a platform to express themselves. Just be cognizant of the fact that there will be children in the crowd. So just be
maybe use an asterisk instead
exactly.
of a vowel.
See if you can supplement it with something else, a symbol.
It's a women's march, but men are certainly allowed to march
and encouraged to march. Definitely. It's a women's march because you know, we saw a lot of negative rhetoric around women, so it really was a motivating factor. But it's really for women and all of our allies, and honestly we feel that when women are empowered, it raises all of society up. So all of us should be participating no matter what our gender.
Give us a best case scenario. If everything went the way you really wanted to go, what's the best news you could possibly get out of this?
So I think, you know, we are going to have some really incredible speakers. We're going to have some great performances. What I think the best case scenario would be is that we have an incredibly safe march, incident-free, that people are entertained, they're inspired, they're encouraged, they're educated, and that they leave ready to hit the polls and ready to bring their friends, their family, their neighbors, their coworkers, a stranger on the side of the road with them to vote on Election Day.
Okay, and last year, how many people participated? Ballpark. I don't know if you have exact numbers.
Definitely can't get exact, but the crowd estimate was around 250,000 people that participated last year.
Tremendous.
And what are you anticipating this year?
So we learned that we're terrible at estimating because we were thinking 50,000. So,
and 250.
Yeah, and 250. So we've tried to collect some information, but there's so much overlapping and so many different things that honestly, we're preparing for a smaller level march. But also for a larger one. Our logistics are set up that we have sound and jumbotrons that go through our family area, which is on Jackson east of Columbus, and then all the way from Jackson to Congress on Columbus. So there'll be coverage so that more people can see what's going on and hear what's going on. So hopefully we can accommodate. If we beat 250,000, I'd be thrilled.
That would be great.
But yeah, we'll just see. I have no way of predicting.
And you mentioned if people have disabilities and need an entrance, or if people are coming with their family, there were two different ways to get in two different locations, which if you're listening now, it's not registering. So is there a Facebook page? Is there a website? Where can people go for more information on this?
People can visit our website at womensmarchchicago.org. And if you go under the 2018 March, there's a FAQ page there where all this information is. And there's also an access page. So if you are a person with disabilities, you can go and see what services we have and make sure that you are fully prepared for getting in and out and being safe.
Is this where the crazy hats happened last year?
I think it is, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Are we going to have those hats again?
We want more crazy hats.
I would guess that you're going to see a lot of pink hats tomorrow. You're also probably going to see a lot of blue hats. There's been this we've seen a lot of posters on our Facebook page have submitted pictures of Blue Wave 2018 hats.
Right.
Some very skilled knitters have been churning those out. So I think you'll see some of those. I think you're going to see a little bit of everything.
But the hat that got all the attention, the woman's body part hat.
The V hat.
I can still wear that for the royal wedding in the summer, can't I? Can get away with that.
Yes, that would be interesting. Good. I'd like to see that.
Good luck. Congratulations. This is quite an accomplishment. Board members for the Women's March Chicago, Emily Crame and Carrie Kiley, you've done great work, and I hope this does nothing but grow and grow, and we make a difference.
Thank you so much.
I had nothing to do with it, but I threw myself in there. Sorry.
You're helping us promote.
All right. Thanks, ladies. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
The best of luck over the weekend. A quick break, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.